Math formulas. Part equals percent times total. Part divided by total equals percent. Part slash percent equals total. The part is a percent of the total. Commission equals commission rate times sales price. Seller's net equals 100% minus commission rate times sales price. Usable area equals percent times total area. Appreciated value equals 100% plus appreciation percent times original cost. Depreciated value equals 100% minus depreciation percent times original cost. Profit equals percent times original cost. Yearly interest equals interest rate times loan amount. Sales price equals percent times list price. Assessed value equals percent times market value. Tax equals tax rate times assessed value. Monthly PITI equals qualifying ratio times gross monthly income. Net income equals capitalization rate times market value. Area of a rectangle or square equals length times width. Area of a triangle equals 1/2 base times height. Volume equals length times width times height. Overview. From listing to closing, math is at the center of every real estate transaction. While the license holder does not prepare loan or closing documents, a good understanding of how these forms are completed is an important part of being a real estate professional. The following pages contain explanations and exercises to introduce you to the math concepts typically used in real estate transactions. For a deeper understanding of the math used in real estate, the Champion School of Real Estate Math course is available. Calculators, calculators required for this course, and state exam purposes need only the basic functions of adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. When taking the state exam, candidates may use a calculator if it is silent, is battery operated, does not have paper tape printing capability, does not have a keyboard containing the alphabet. Fractions and percentages. A whole number is any number without a fraction. Examples would include numbers such as 2, 34, 100, and 5,000. A fraction is a numerical quantity that is not a whole number and indicates that one number, the numerator, is being divided by another, the denominator. Examples of fractions include 1/2, 1/3, 1/4, etc. A whole number is also known as an integer. Consider a pie divided into 4 equal slices. The pie is divided into fourths. If one piece of the pie is removed, it represents 1/4 or 1/4 of the whole pie. The denominator is the number below the line in a common fraction. In this case, the denominator is 4. The numerator is the number above the line in a fraction showing how many of the parts are taken. In this, it is 1, as in 1/4. Proper fractions. A proper fraction is one whose numerator is less than its denominator. It is part of a whole, and its value is always less than 1. Examples of proper fractions include 1/2, 1/4, 3/4, and 5/8. In our previous pie example, one piece was removed, leaving 3. How much of the pie is left? 3 of the original 4 pieces are left, which is 3/4 of the pie. Improper fractions. An improper fraction is one whose numerator is equal to or greater than its denominator. The value of an improper fraction is never less than 1. For example, what if we have 2 pies, each cut into 4 slices? In counting the slices in both pies, we would have a total of 8/4. After 1 was taken, 7/4 of the pie remains. These are improper fractions because the numerator is greater than the denominator. An improper fraction can be converted to a proper fraction by dividing the numerator by the denominator. Converting 7/4 to a proper fraction, we divide 7 divided by 4 equals 1 with 3 pieces left over, which would be 3/4. We have 1 3/4 pies. This is also an example of a mixed number. Mixed numbers. A mixed number is a whole number coupled with a fraction. In our previous example, we had 1 3/4 pies left after 1 was eaten. the mixed number 1 and 3 quarters can be changed back to an improper fraction by multiplying the whole number by the denominator, 4 adding the result to the numerator, and then writing that result on top of the denominator. Simple fractions. A simple fraction is one in which you cannot divide the numerator and denominator evenly by the same number. When the top and bottom of a fraction can no longer be evenly divided by the same number, the fraction has been reduced to its simplest form. For example, the fraction 4/8 is not a simple fraction because both 4 and 8 can be evenly divided by 4. Converting fractions to decimals. Any fraction can be represented by a decimal. As mentioned earlier, a fraction contains a numerator and a denominator. The fraction indicates that the numerator be divided by the denominator, therefore, from our earlier pi example, 1 quarter of the pi equals 1 divided by 4, equals 0.25. The remaining 3 quarters of the pi is 3 divided by 4, equals 0.75. Note that 0.25 plus 0.75 equals 1.0, which is the entire pi. Percentages. A percentage is defined as a numerical expression that includes a percent sign, with 100 assumed as the denominator. A percentage is, therefore, is a part of the whole, or per hundred. Many of the math problems related to real estate involve some rate or percentage. Examples include commissions, rates of interest on a loan, and appreciation rates. If a real estate commission were 7% of the sales price, the commission amount would be equal to $7 for every $100 of the sales price. Any fraction can be represented as a percentage. In the previous section, the conversion of fractions to decimal was discussed. Since a percentage is a number with a denominator of 100, a percentage can be represented as a fraction. 60% equals 60 out of 100. To convert 60 hundredths to a decimal, divide 60 by 100. 60 divided by 100 equals 0.60. Another method of converting decimals to a percentage is to drop the percent sign and move the decimal point 2 places to the left. To convert 85% to a decimal, first drop the percent sign. The number 85 is assumed to have a decimal to the right of the last digit, 5. Move the decimal 2 places to the left to convert. Moving decimals 2 places to the left, or divide by 100, both result in the same answer.